This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Couple things that also we want to let you know about. Don't miss Hot Yoga Republic's Pet Adoption Day, Saturday, December 13th from noon to 4 at Strawberry Village in Mill Valley. That is right off 101 Freeway. Come meet adorable puppies, kittens, cats, dogs, Sacramento Kings fans. All of this from Underdog Animal Rescue at Marin Humane, all looking for a second chance and a forever home. Adopt, foster, or donate. Every little bit helps. Get all the details at hotyogarepublic.com. Presented by Cartelligent, car buying solved. I just want to add a little bit to that. That is right near my neighborhood. And, I'm a big fan of going about getting your animal this way. We went out into the Milo Foundation in Richmond a few years ago, and I've brought it up before because Penny, our dog, is literally one of the best things that's happened to all of our lives, period. And so not only is there a need, but you're going to do something awesome for your family as well. So Underdog Animal Rescue, supplying the puppies, the kittens, the cats, the dogs, again, noon to 4, coming up this Saturday, Strawberry Village in Mill Valley.
Yeah, okay? Adopt, don't shop when it comes to pets. And just while we have a brief moment, did you get buried by that traffic yesterday? Because I was listening to KCBS, traffic on the 8th, because crushed. I was looking at a long ride myself, and as I'm listening to, we got a crash, and I'm listening to, trouble for Marin County.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, and it's backed up to the Golden Gate Bridge. And I was like, oh, no, my boy Willard, this is going to be a rough one for him.
And your boss, Matt Nahegian.
Man.
He texted me, look, there's an accident on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to get off. I got diverted.
Okay.
I got diverted off the freeway last night.
Yeah, that's rough.
But don't feel bad. It's fine. You get home a half hour later, whatever. Everybody got there safe. Hope everybody was cool out there. All right, let's do it. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Jason, what's going on tonight? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'll be doing real well with the Green Bay Fighting Doug Gottliebs here. Can hold on to this 11-point win.
Okay.
We started right in the Horizon League. Let's go.
It takes a lot of courage to bet on Green Bay, considering what a calamity last year was for the Fighting Gottliebs.
Dude, but trust me, I came out of the gate fading them on Wanna Bet, and Gottlieb got me twice already. So.
Oof.
I'm on them tonight, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, if it's not too late, Alabama State and Missouri, we like the over 155.5.
Alabama State overs are generally the way to go.
Yeah, I'm big on the SWAC this year, Jason. Nice. I'll have to text you offline about my SWAC locks.
MEAC overs and SWAC overs. Just check out some of the tempo on those teams and how many shots they miss.
And how little defense they play, too, Jason.
Yes.
That's where the money is. That's where the money is.
Right now. You know I love this stuff.
Well, and it's the same way I feel about, speaking of, that's where the money is. The money in the NFL is all about quarterbacks. Jason, how the hell did this Joe Burrow thing land with you yesterday?
Well, it's obviously a big talking point here in Baltimore, where I do a 4-hour show. At first I kind of thought it was a rumination of a theme we've heard before, which is a little bit, he's, I think at one point we look back at his whole career back to Ohio State, and like, I think he's had double digit surgeries, you know? So I think there is a fatigue from being cut open all the time and not having normal seasons and not having normal off seasons. But then I was walking the dogs last night, and I went back and listened to the whole thing again, and I don't know. I mean, I know he mentions Andrew Luck and stuff, but he just fought back to come back from an injury. I think, you know, he's a pretty cerebral guy, and he had a whole offseason plan for them that included, you know, I know how we could structure contracts, and I know how we could handle the cap, and I've studied all this stuff. You know, I think he spent a couple hours the other night on Spotrac or whatever, looking at their cap, like just looking at their roster and the caliber of players and how many holes they have on their depth chart on defense. And how needy they are. And that guy's not going to go out and spend. He spent on the offense. He's not going to now go out and spend on the defense. And I think there's just a mental fatigue of all of that. Like, you know, he got everything he wanted last year's offseason, right? We got Jamar long-term. We got Higgins. We got Gesicki. You know, Hendrickson's hanging around. He's not really playing football. And I think there's a little bit of regret in that he sees this thing moving forward. And knows that, like, I need to score 45 more than ever. And I'm going to probably need, like, there's a pretty decent chance their defense could be worse next year. I think he's frustrated with the front office. I mean, is some of it Zach Taylor? It might be. It might be. But I think he is experiencing some mental fatigue, realizing I did just fight back to come back in the season that most people thought was lost. I played my ass off. I made one or two throws I'd want back. I still threw for 4 touchdowns against a team people think are going to the Super Bowl in the snow on the road, you know? And I made 2 mistakes, and that's one too many. Like, when you know, the margins are just so slim.
When you look at this situation going forward, because I thought it was curious, Jason, that he did it now in advance of Week 15. Do you get the sense that he's going to want out of Cincinnati or out of the NFL, or neither?
I've never thought he's finishing his career in Cincinnati. I just don't. He's such a competitor. He's so driven. He's such an assassin. And, you know, Mike Brown has changed in some ways, but he hasn't changed in many. And that's a mom-and-pop shop. And, you know, it's Katie Blackburn running it. And Duke Tobin's had a job for life there running personnel. And it's like he's part of the family now. And I think that Joe Burrow knows that he burns to win in a way that they don't. And I don't think he's going to spend his whole career with that owner and those people in that front office. I never really have. Now, does he have to do what Carson Palmer did, threaten to retire and all that? I mean, it probably, because Mike Brown's really stubborn. It didn't end great with Boomer there. It didn't end great with Carson Palmer there. My suspicion is it doesn't end great with Joe Burrow there.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, just so you can weigh in the sort of like fun faux debate that we've been having today, let's say Joe Burrow becomes the Giannis of the NFL, and he does get into that situation with the Bengals where he's demanding out. I would imagine many, many teams would be interested, but the Bengals, of course, would probably be looking to get him out of the conference, and they would want probably a quarterback in return who can play. So we threw this out. Brock Purdy and 2 ones for Joe Burrow. Like, should Niner fans want to do that?
Well, Niner fans should want to do that, but that's not going to happen in a million years. He just paid this kid. Like, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
And I think Burrow, by mentioning every once in a while all of the surgeries and football mortality and Andrew Luck, is planting the seed that he may play that card, but I don't think he can play that card just yet. He just killed himself to come back from this injury in time to try to salvage what, again, a lot of rational people thought was already a lost season. I don't think Mike Brown would trade this guy. Like he was telling teams going into his draft year that this guy's Joe Montana. I wouldn't trade him for 3 1s. And now, yeah, he is Joe Montana. And he went to a Super Bowl. Like, I don't think you'd trade him for 3 1s or 4 1s. Like, certainly not now and not next year. And, I mean, I also don't know if Mike Brown's going to live forever. And, like, I can't go too far down my crystal ball. But I don't think Joe Burrow would be remotely, like, available for – we got to get through way more drama. And, like, we got to get to the whole – Hendrickson stage, which again, I think we'll get there where he's withholding services. Is it a hold in? Is it a hold out? Is that a real injury? Is that an exacerbated injury? He's not going anywhere for a while. But again, I don't think he finished his career.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that he would, especially when Cincinnati seems to be so dysfunctional year after year. And I wonder about the Brock Purdy part of it, Jason, because he's obviously when he's healthy and he seems healthy now. He's got the 49ers at least winning. What's your impression of what he's looked like in these last 3 weeks and also how the Niners' chances look in the postseason with a beleaguered defense?
Yeah, I just don't think you're going to win in January with one of the most tepid pass rushers in the NFL. You know, it's part of the reason why, like in this town, every year people like the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, well, really? Because when they play good quarterbacks in January with a bunch of dudes who can't rush the passer and a quarterbacks who are good enough to be able to decode things and can process quickly, you're not going to be able to scheme up pressure after pressure after pressure. And I don't see them beating. And the NFC, I think, is better than the AFC this year for the first time in a long time. Like, yeah. I have a hard time seeing them run that gauntlet and having to run that gauntlet on the road with no pass rush. I just look, it's no pass rush and it's a bunch of dudes who don't make plays on the ball, which again is very much like Baltimore to me. I just don't think that's going to work. I don't think Purdy is that transformational. The run game has not been what it's been in the past. So I don't fancy their chances to go far in the postseason.
Yeah, I look at this 3-game win streak since Brock Purdy has been back, and there are some circumstances in it that are, I don't know if concerning is the right word, right? But, the Cardinals moved the ball up and down on the 49ers. It was in a very hefty loss. Brock throws 3 interceptions against the Panthers. It just, do you agree, Jason, that there might be kind of a built-in Band-Aid on this? You get the Titans this week. You might get Phillip Rivers the week after that. Right. They could go on a 5-game win streak, and in theory, it doesn't really mean all that much yet.
Again, I think they're just like Baltimore. Baltimore rolled off 6 straight wins. I mean, it was against Justin Fields. It was against Dylan Gabriel, and then Shedeur Sanders playing half the game when he had never practiced the team before, and the center didn't know what his cadence sounded like. It was Joe Flacco right before Cleveland traded him. I mean, it was McCarthy in Minnesota throwing picks. I just think, yes, they're going to be good enough and they're well-coached enough that they're going to beat the teams they're supposed to beat, and they're going to be able to take discard teams that have quarterbacks who aren't even, close to league average, let alone playoff quality. But again, I think when the level of competition rises, their lack of blue-chip difference makers on defense is going to be a problem.
Then upon which teams would you hang the Lockenfora shingle as the likely Super Bowl matchup here with 4 games left in the regular year?
I mean, I think in the AFC it's pretty wide open. I mean, I thought Green Bay and the Rams were the 2 best teams in the NFC coming into the season, and I see no reason to think otherwise. I think the AFC, man, it could be one of these teams that doesn't have a great quarterback but has a superpower defense. And so, like Denver or Houston, I mean, I would not be shocked if one of those two teams was the last one standing in the AFC. The defenses are just that good, especially Houston. And then Denver, with that defense in altitude, in the cold, home field advantage, I think that could be a tough out.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. And by the way, since your podcast is Wanna Bet, you should weigh in 6 minutes before kickoff here, because my partner here picks every primetime game on our show. He's been really good all year, but he's been bad lately. He's been cold as ice, and he's on the Bucks -5.5. Jason, your reaction.
I can't lay that many points with them, but I can't back Kirk Cousins. You know, I think Bijan should see the ball. Like, and I say that all the time, and Zach Robinson is an idiot, but
yep.
Like, Tampa Bay is the worst defense in the NFL by far, defending running backs in the passing game. Like, it's 10.3 yards per attempt. I mean, like, nobody else in the league is more than 8.3. It's like a 130 passer rating when you throw to running backs. We saw Gibbs have 3 catches of 30 yards or more. We saw Cooks with Buffalo a couple weeks back have 2 or 3 catches of 30 yards or more. Like, I like Bijan long reception 20 yards. I like Bijan long reception 30 yards. I think Algier probably finishes a drive on the ground for a touchdown. I think both quarterbacks for me are very live to throw interceptions. We've parlayed them together to do so on Wanna Bet. But I lean to the under, but I don't even like the under that much because both special teams are so garbage that you get returns. both quarterbacks could throw pick 6. Baker Mayfield's way more hurt than we know. He can't push the ball downfield. Weird stuff happened, though, when these teams play. I mean, both games went crazy over last year. So, I don't know, man. I'm usually on a side or a total, but I'm not on either in this game.
Okay. All right. So, we have a saying around here when we don't like the pick. People say, hey, Dibs, your pick stink. Did you just say, hey, Dibs, your pick stinks?
No. I just said I couldn't get there.
Okay.
I'm not fading it. I couldn't play... I couldn't play either side, you know.
Okay, like, that's fair.
I think Todd Bowles wins the game at the end of the day? Probably, I guess, but yeah. I didn't even play Bucks money line.
Yeah, NFC South. What are you going to do? I get it. Hey, Jason, thanks so much, man.
Gents, have a good one.
All right, Odyssey NFL Insider Jason LaConfora. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or you can watch it live daily on Jason's X account. He says this game's just a big old fat no-go. Why are you looking at me like that?
Don't think that I don't know what you were trying to do right there, partner.
What? I wasn't trying to do anything.
First of
all, I was
having
a conversation with
somebody. Shut your lying mouth. Second of all, you were trying to get
fade,
him.
Fade.
You were trying to get him to say the phrase that pays, and so that he would say.
Bay Area. It's Keith Santos here. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah.
And so that Grandy would have captured it, cut it, and added it to his long litany of Guy Santos's and Quentin Postes's.
What's wrong with that?
Because you're trying to get another person to put me down, and I'm not having it.
It's not really that hard.
He didn't say it.
It happens all the time.
Well, normally I'm take a side or I'd be in on the total, but my pick doesn't stink yet.
Well, you don't know that.
Yet.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know that.
As my 3-year-old daughter would say, not yet. So we're going to have to stay tuned on that. My other pick, Missouri-Alabama State, trending toward the over, but I don't want to toot my own horn yet, but I am the SWAT king.
Nobody even knows how to find that game.
It's college basketball.
I know.
Missouri,
I got
the Show Me
part.
State.
Is it on TV?
It's on the SECN Plus.
I mean,
if you get SECN Plus.
I'm one of those kind of bettors. Like, you got to tell me a channel. Don't give me letters and .com and all of this. Follow it over here. Like, can I sit down and watch this game or not?
You could try.
Do I know the name of the mascot, or is this a mythical universe?
No.
Come on.
I was talking to
a
longtime friend of mine who used to be a professional gambler, and I asked him why he's not doing it anymore, and he said, college basketball was his thing.
Stink.
No, he said the analytics and the odds makers, they've gotten too good. There aren't the same loose lines there used to be.
Oh, interesting.
And what I said to him is, I do believe that these loose lines still exist, as Jason was just saying about the MEAC and the SWAC, two of the worst conferences in college basketball. I do think that the odds makers are a little bit sloppier when it comes to setting those lines.
Well, and you've been big on women's basketball for a long time.
I used to be, but again, the odds makers caught up.
They're getting good.
Because too many of these games are on TV now, and there's too much information.
Yeah, that's all. Too much information, damn it. All right, 888-957-9570. I do think it was interesting to hear him talk about the 49ers, and I think that he captured how a lot of us are feeling right now. And we've gone over this a time or two or three so far this season. It's a weird season. I think we get that. You get that. I have never before seen a football team be 9-4 and have a north of 90% chance to make the playoffs. And people are still sitting on their hands. Like, that's just real. And here's the other sort of bummer about that. This weekend's win is not going to change it. You're going to be 10-4. And I think a lot of us are still going to be sitting there going, what do we really have here? And I guess that's what fascinates me. We're going to have to get past Christmas, to be honest with you, before I really super duper can get playoff fever. I think the Niners are going to the playoffs. I will be very excited about it. But the concept of the Niners moving through the playoffs and winning high leverage games against really good quarterbacks, I'm having a hard time believing it still. And that's coming from me, Captain Positive, right over here. I'm just having a hard time fully believing it, because you and I sat here before the year, and instead of doing the schedule thing, we're like, let's do the quarterback
thing.
Yeah,
after the Mike Sando tears came out from The Athletic.
So who are the quarterbacks the Niners are playing this year? It's like, sure, you get a couple Staffords, you get a couple Darnolds. Outside of that, what are we looking at? Yeah, squeeze a little Baker Mayfield in there. Now Caleb Williams looks a little bit better than you thought, but you thought you were going to deal with Daniel Jones, and now you're going to deal with a fossil. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Like, the idea of go into Jordan Love's home, go into Matt Stafford's home, you know, go into Jalen Hurts' home, I'm still having a hard time swaggering into the building.
Yeah, because you're not going to swagger into the building. And Jason had a great answer, and he used a word that I'm going to start working into my vocab a little bit more, and it was tepid. The Niners have a tepid, which is like lukewarm, pass rush. And if you look at the analytics, they are dead last in the NFL in pressure rate, how often you pressure the other passer when they're going to throw it. You are dead last in sacks. You have 16 sacks in total. And what Jason said, I also something we have to keep in mind, you don't take the ball away. So you have a tepid pass rush, you don't pressure quarterbacks, and you don't take the ball away. And if you look at the last three wins, you beat Brissett, who still put up 22 on you. You beat Bryce Young, even though you threw three picks, you couldn't put them away. And then you beat Shedeur Sanders, who is gradually playing better, but that was his first start ever or his second start ever. I can't remember which one, but you've had a great year of playing against lesser quarterbacks. And then if you get into the playoffs, yeah, think about who you'd have to face. If it's Hurts, defending champ, if it's Stafford, if it's Jordan Love, which could be a road game, you start to look at those matchups, and if you have a tepid pass rush and you don't take the ball away, you're going to need to put up a lot of points to beat these teams.
The only thing that I kind of like feel as the saving grace to all this is that we are also factually getting ahead of ourselves. We have learned in every month that's on the calendar, when you get to the end of it, the NFL is different than when it started.
Yeah.
It was true in September. It's true in October. It's definitely true in November. And now we are still very early-ish in December. We still have, in other words, a whole month of football to go. There's four more games that are going to be played by everybody. And for me, the best example in this moment is the Colts, who were a problem 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now they're not. Thank you for playing. Like, let me just throw this out here real quick. I don't know how this is all going to go. I pray that the 49ers go up against Phillip Rivers a week from Monday. I pray. This is not going to go well.
I don't think it matters who you go up against.
It
I
does.
Mean, if it's Leonard or Rippon or Rivers, I don't think it matters.
I do.
For the intrigue, I'd love to see it be Rivers.
Yeah.
Five years off the couch, like Kurt Warner was saying.
I'm worried that they're not going to get Rivers because it's going to go so ridiculously coming up this week in Seattle.
I don't know if he's going to play. You seem very confident that he will.
I feel he will. The news came out today that he is potentially their starter. I just flat out don't think I don't think you call Riley Leonard week to week on a Tuesday and play him on a Sunday. I don't think he's healthy. And I do think that they're going to put Phillip in over Ripien. Why would you do something this high profile to have him as your backup?
Because he's not ready.
I mean,
he hasn't played in 5 years, and you're telling me in 4 days he can get ready?
That's exactly what Flacco did.
He played 11 months prior. Yeah, it wasn't 5 years.
I understood. I don't know.
And he wasn't 45.
I don't know how much difference there is actually between 11 months and 5 years.
There's a huge difference.
Maybe. Like, that's, you're cold. You're right, out of the game.
But he also wasn't 45.
Fair. I mean, I'm over here saying, yeah. I hope you're right. I hope he doesn't start this week and they get their butts killed in Seattle. And then they go, you know what? We should play Phillip Rivers on Monday night against the Niners on prime time. Do it. I dare you.
Well, I think he's going to start against the Niners no matter what.
Amazing.
Even if he goes out and he stinks, I think that they're still going to say, well, he just needed to shake off the rust. And if he doesn't play this week, then he's definitely going
to
start.
Cosell said it to us yesterday. He wasn't good when he left.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
This is material.
Well, no, we are. Look, I love the guy. I believe he's a Hall of Fame level player.
Now you have to wait 5 more years
I know, but the bottom line is I just do not believe that this is viable. I don't think it's going to work at all. And so therefore, I'm a big fan of the idea of him playing the 49ers a week from Monday. So anyway, I had sort of said, and I think that this is still true. I gotta kind of run it through the whole deal. But if the Lions lose to the Rams this weekend and the Niners beat the Titans and then they win on Monday night against the Colts, the Niners have clinched a playoff spot. And they'll be 11-4. And you'll be sitting there going, this is great. And who knows, maybe the Rams will have lost to the Seahawks the Thursday before. You flat out could be sitting there tied for first place or who knows what, at least in line to try to win the division with a win over Seattle a couple of weeks later. All of those things could be true, and I'll still be sitting here going, I don't really know exactly what they have.
That would be, that's the most interesting possible thing is if they get the one seed. I still don't think that they would be then favored to be the team that wins the NFC. I think that they would be maybe the third choice. And I know having home field is a big advantage because you're the only team that gets a bye. But just thinking about a possible playoff road and who they might face, Seattle, number one in net yards per attempt passing. The Rams are third. The Lions are fourth. The Packers are sixth. So four of the best passing offenses, and you've got a tepid pass rush, and you don't intercept the other team, four of the top six are potentially on your schedule in the playoffs.
But we're a month away, so we've watched these young defensive players get better every month. You don't necessarily see it every week.
Right.
But they've gotten better. Will they be even better a month from now? And then, what other catastrophic things happen to teams around the league? You know what I mean? We can sit here and be like, in fact, even, Johnny Avello came on earlier and he's like, boy, you want to go to Philadelphia? And right now I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Would Philly suddenly look better if the Niners were there? Maybe, but they look awful right now. And the last time they did this, it was 3 years ago, and they cratered.
Well, they were 10-1, and you called it like the Niners are going to come in here and beat them, and then they're going to go absolute south.
Paper tiger.
Yep.
And they won one more football game the rest of their season. Got knocked out in the first round. So I don't know if this is that.
Yeah, I don't think this is quite that.
But
they've lost three in a row.
Like, and Detroit, they're scary. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to make it. They got to play the Rams this weekend. And if they lose, that's their sixth loss.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to make it. I don't know who you're going to have to go play. You could get high enough in the wild card where your first game's at Tampa.
Right.
I would love the Niners in that game the way things look now.
I would like it. I don't think I would love it. And
I would love it.
Well, it depends on how healthy Baker is. As Jason Lockefora was saying, that he doesn't think that Baker is that healthy right now. He's not pushing it down the field.
Yep.
The rest of Tampa is healthy. And, you know, just looking at Tampa as a pass offense this year, they're 24th in that same metric in average net yards per attempt. So they haven't been an explosive offense. That probably would be the best of the first round matchups, considering the Niners have a tepid pass rush.
I mean, unless they want to lose two games to Carolina over the next few weeks, and Carolina can win the division. And the Niners could go there.
Right.
Give me that game all day long.
For sure. For sure. I would much rather have the one seed and take my chances in the divisional round against, you know, Green Bay or the Rams or Philly in your building.
No, if you can have it here, then great. But I do think that we're going to continue to explore this sort of emotional dynamic that the fan base is facing over the weeks to come, through the holidays and whatever comes out on the other side. Like, even right now, 888-957-9570, would you describe yourself as having playoff fever right now? Or how would you describe it? Like, how are you all feeling about this? I have to admit, I've never felt this in my 50 years on planet Earth. I have never felt like, A, the Niners are going to the playoffs, and B, I don't have the fever. I just don't. That's how I feel right now. I hope it comes. And I can fully agree. For example, someone just hit us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and said, this is actually perfect sports. It's fun because I'm rooting and I'm happy that they're winning, but I don't have any expectations. So therefore, it sort of removes anger. You know what I mean? You can just be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And that's great. I love to fan that way too. But I'm not at a spot where I feel like the Niners can swagger into any of their games.
Of course not. The last time they won a game against a good team, and Carolina, I know, has a winning record, so I guess that counts. But
tied for first.
You put aside Carolina, you go back to October 2nd against the Rams. Your other wins against Atlanta, they're out. The Giants, they're a laughingstock. The Cardinals, I mean, fine. The first time you beat them was actually they were a better team, and you had Mac Jones, and then you beat Cleveland. So it's been a long time since you had that, boy, quality win. Now I'm excited, and I think that that's part of it. So Tennessee, favored by 12.5, go out and hammer them. Indy, old man Rivers, maybe quarterbacking. You'll be favored by, even on the road, probably be favored by a touchdown.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Imagine.
I mean, they're in Seattle this week, and I do believe they're going to get their doors blown off. We'll see. That will affect the line. If the Colts,
that spread's 14.
Yeah, exactly. So if the Colts get completely demolished in Seattle, you're right. Like, that line for the Niners, especially if the Niners come off of a double-digit win over Tennessee, that line on Monday night in Indianapolis might be, hell, it might push a touchdown.
Yep. It's currently sitting at 6, according to CBS Sports, the look ahead line. They're favored by 6, and you know, then you get to Chicago, and if you go out and you beat Chicago in a primetime spot,
that'll change.
Now that is a game where you can say, okay, playoff fever. You'd be 11-4. You would have beaten a team that
you'd be 12-4.
I apologize, 12-4. You would have beaten a team that might be going to the playoffs as well. That would feel like, okay, Niners may have something.
888-957-9570 on the level of playoff fever or just sort of playoff awareness. That's what I would call it. I've got playoff awareness.
That's pretty funny.
It's what I've got. I want the fever. I'm looking for it. I can't catch it.
I would call myself cautiously pessimistic.
Ooh.
Where
that's not fun.
They're going to make the playoffs, but I don't like their chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've done this a bunch, but over under a half a playoff win, I would put it at the under still.
Wait, didn't I just ask you that? I just asked you that earlier this week, and you took the over.
I don't know.
I took the under.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grandy, didn't I ask him that?
Ask him what?
I asked Dibs at the beginning of the week, over under a half a playoff win for the Niners, and he took the over, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Depending on the matchup. If they're the seventh seed.
Well, we didn't give you that option.
Well, I took the option because I get to speak for 4 hours a day. So I took it.
It's more than
okay.
It was a caveat. Yeah. I put a little caveat
you didn't,
in there.
You didn't let me do that when you were doing it with the Warriors last year.
Because
I didn't get to go did they get the Nuggets?
You got to switch your pick. So that's the same thing as a caveat.
Well, it wasn't even a pick. It was just an opinion.
Right. And this is an opinion. I'll let you know.
But it's a
I'm cautiously pessimistic.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, if they wind up as the five seed and the Panthers are the four, I'm taking the over. If Tampa's the four, I'm taking the over. If they're the seven and they have to go to Green Bay in January, I'm taking the under.
I think baked into the question is your opinion on where they will end up.
And I'll get back to you.
That's the point.
I'll let you know.
You think they're going to be the one seed?
No, they have a 7% chance of being the one seed. They need to win out, or not totally win out. You went through this yesterday, but you need to win the right games, and they need to have other teams lose the right games.
Here's what's crazy. It feels all unlikely, right? But bake this in. Are the Niners supposed to win this weekend?
Yeah, and next weekend.
Are the Rams supposed to win this weekend? Are they favored to do so?
They are favored.
Give me a look ahead line. Rams at Seattle. Who is supposed
to? Seattle favored by 1.5.
Perfect. So let's keep having the favorite win all of these games. So let's say the Rams beat the Lions, and the Seahawks beat the Rams, and the Niners beat the Titans, and the Niners beat the Colts. Who's favored? Niners versus Bears at Levi's?
Probably the Niners.
All right, the Niners are favored there. Let's say the Niners win, and then in the end, Niners hosting the Seahawks, who's favored?
Ooh, that's going to be a toss-up.
Right, but it's a toss-up.
Might be a pick-em, actually.
And the Niners could be favored. We'll see how things go until they get there. But if the favorites win all those games, guess who wins the NFC West?
And probably the one seed as well.
49ers.
Yep.
So, I get it. That's a bunch of games. That's a huge parlay. But it's not unthinkable. It simply calls for the teams who are supposed to win the games to win the games.
Yeah.
I think the hardest part is the Niners doing their part, not the world breaking their way. I think the world is going to break their way. I don't know that they can step through the door.
Well, it depends on a number of things, mainly a couple of games. The Lions and Rams, and then the Seahawks and the Rams. So those games are going to be pivotal because Seattle can win out, including beating the Niners, and that would lock the Niners out.
Totally. Mike in Discovery Bay wants to weigh in. Mike, thanks for calling. You got the fever?
Dude, I'm so disappointed in you guys.
Yeah, I get it.
You guys, come on. I mean, everything you just said, I've said for the last week. The Niners are going to win the next three games. Seattle's going to beat the Rams. And then Seattle's coming into us. Donaldson is not – he's going to throw three picks in the game. The last game of the season, Donaldson's going to throw at least two picks. And we're going to win that game, and we're going to be the number one seed.
Okay.
We're going to get a bye.
So you're and then I get it. I get it, Mike.
Let him eat. Let Mike eat.
No, you're not a Sam Donaldson fan. I get it.
Josh Donaldson.
Go ahead, Mike.
Sam.
No, I mean, it's like bang, bang. Come on.
Right.
I mean, I go to, I went to Green Bay 3 years ago when we were the 8th seed or the 7th seed.
Yep.
And we beat Dallas. And then we, I bought a ticket, went to Green Bay for the first time in my life. It was amazing. We block a kick. We win the game. We should have beat the Rams the next week because I went to that game too.
Oh.
But we, yeah.
You were at the game in Green Bay when they beat, when Jimmy Garoppolo beat Alex Rodgers?
Hufanga?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
Unbelievable.
It was best. It was so fun. And my wife and I, we flew into Chicago and rented a car and drove to Green Bay.
Wait, and did you say that you went to the Dallas game, too, when they beat Dan Prescott?
No.
Okay.
I was at home against Dallas.
Got it.
And when they beat Dallas, I told my brother-in-law, we're going to Green Bay.
That's
and
awesome,
then the
Mike.
Very next week we went to SoFi.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mike. I apologize.
What's gotten into you today?
I don't want someone wagging their finger at me if they don't even know the name of the quarterback
in
Seattle.
For the love of God.
First of all,
sorry. Why is that so wrong?
He's a retired anchor, Sam Donaldson. 91, still alive, by the way. I was surprised to find that out.
He's going
to
throw three picks if he's a retired anchor.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Bang, bang.
I went for it.
Mean-spirited.
Maybe.
It's a little out of your league.
He wagged his finger at us.
Dan Prescott sounds a lot worse than Dak Prescott.
Like, that's a stat.
Whoever Dan Prescott is, he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
I apologize. It's getting late in the day.
Okay? Maybe I didn't do a little research on him too well.
That's a stat.
Yeah.
Listen.
I thought when you went to Dan Prescott, that was piling on. I thought that was unnecessary roughness.
Well, I only did three.
Four was unnecessary.
No, I only did three. You said four was unnecessary. I did three.
Yeah, you did.
Alex Rodgers, Dan Prescott, and Sam Donaldson.
Sam Donaldson.
Yeah, who's throwing three picks because he's retired.
I think he followed up Ted Koppel on Nightline. Ba, 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 ba.
Man.
That's not like you.
Nah, you all are tight, though. My God.
We're just used to
sports radio. We sit here and make fun of each other. We're dudes all day long. And now, all three of you suddenly wag your finger at me because it took a shot?
Mike took time out of his day to share an opinion, and you just went out of your way to belittle
him. You had a caller call in and come down your road 2 hours ago. You were yelling at him 5 seconds after he got on the air.
Incorrect.
And that's true.
Let him finish, though. I encouraged him to finish, and I did not make fun of the mistakes he made.
Listen. He called and opened his conversation by saying, I can't believe you guys.
Yeah. I can't believe you either.
And then it was a misinformation sensation.
Yeah.
So?
You got one name wrong.
I got challenged.
Cha-ching!
You took your shot.
I took advantage of what was available to me.
No doubt. Just caught me a little off guard. I mean, you open up by wanting to trade Brock Purdy.
Grocery store forgets to charge you for a $20 item. What are you going to do?
I'm going to point out to the assistant manager. Excuse me, sir. I told the truth.
You go to the car with that. You go to the car with that.
Excuse me, you didn't ring up organic blueberries. You charged me for the regular. Make sure that you charge me an extra $2, please, for that tin.
If you got organic berries and the scanner won't beep at the self-checkout, when you have to type into the name.
Yeah, you search.
Do you do the organic ones or do you just hit regular?
We got to go.
You better be careful.
First of all, I don't go to self-checkout because I support the unionized brothers and sisters at the check stand.
That's good on you. They're the ones who built them. And we're sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
It was fun earlier today, kind of going through the whole list. You know, Steve Kerr said it at practice yesterday. We got 14 guys, and someone texted us in and goes, well, but Draymond's out. No, 14 guys. And that's already accounting for Draymond being out.
Gotcha.
So 14 guys, and he said, I could really only kind of play 11 or so. So maybe we should play with that tomorrow. Warriors survivor, pick three. Who watches tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Who are your picks? GP2, TJD, and...
Seth Curry. Curry! Mm. And also, is Al Horford out?
Out.
Yeah, so now we're down to just 13,
no,
right?
No, there's 14 without him. There's 14 without those two guys.
Okay.
Basically. Hang on. Let me pull it up. I was looking at their situation. And maybe I was counting LJ Cryer. I'm not sure. Jimmy Butler, Seth Curry, Steph Curry. That's three. Buddy Hield, TJD. That's five. Kuminga. Melton, that's seven. Moody is eight. GP2 is nine. Pajemski, 10. Post, 11. Will Richard, 12. Guy Santos, 13. Pat Spencer, 14.
Okay.
So without Draymond and without Al, there are 14 playable guys.
There you go. Okay.
So I like your three, but I'm not confident that that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, and I wonder when everybody gets healthy, like, what do you do then? When you have, I don't think you can have 16.
No, I don't think
up
so
on
either.
Game day, and so then you're going to get into a situation where somebody's going to have to sit, and the natural one would be Pat Spencer, but you got to have Pat now.
No.
And Steve said, you know, he's playing well, and he wins. We win when he plays well. So normally he'd be the guy. All right, preserve his two-way games played, and. You know, just not have him active, but he's going to have to play now.
Here's what Kerr said at practice yesterday.
The difficulty is probably going to be somebody's next question, but we have a lot of guys now. And it's a great problem to have, but it's not an easy problem to solve. Because I also would say there's not a ton of separation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Between some of our players, so I can't play 14 guys, 15 guys. I can probably play 11 at the most in a game. So we have some very difficult decisions to make before Friday.
So this is one of my favorite phrases in sports, a good problem to have. I get it. I understand what people are saying. Some problems are tougher than others. But whenever someone says it's a good problem to have, I'm like, yeah, but still a problem. It's still a problem. And the Warriors do. Make no mistake, they have a problem. They have a problem right now. And I don't even think it's arguable. Like we've spent how much time over this last year talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and he is still at the center of this situation, and other players are at the center of this situation as well. Some think that Brandon Podziemski is in this conversation. I think others might right now bring up the idea of Will Richard. Like, is Will Richard, is there a scenario, especially with D'Anthony Melton now here, is there a scenario where Will Richard would be better off in Santa Cruz? Which is a crazy thought, because they really like the way he's playing. I love the way he's playing.
Yeah.
You love the way he's playing.
Absolutely.
But this is an issue now. We just named 14 guys who are all in some way, shape, or form at time getting minutes. And as you pointed out, that's without Draymond Green and Al Horford. What do you do?
Well, you take a look at the back end of it, at the bottom of the rotation and the roster, and you say, all right, you guys aren't going to dress tonight. You're going to be inactive. And that's just the way it has to go. And it would be a much easier decision if Guy Santos and Pat Spencer weren't playing so well. And if they weren't playing so hard and leading to winning, that's the thing that's made this a very difficult problem, because Seth Curry, fine. All right, Seth, you're probably not going to get a chance to play in tonight's ball game. And same thing with Will Richard. You can decide, all right, Will, a stint in Santa Cruz, you need more playing time. You need more of a chance to grow your game. He played 24 minutes, and he started in the game against Chicago. So he was a starter in a game you won. You can't just all of a sudden send him to Santa Cruz. I mean, you're allowed to, but he's helping you win games. That's what makes this such a difficult problem.
Totally, totally. So, I mean, all eyes are going to be on this tomorrow. I totally understand the names that you came up with. By the way, the whole idea of Seth Curry being out of the rotation, is he? That's the thing. I could probably give you five names right now, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, you said GP2, Seth Curry. The night that Seth was activated, he was a huge part of that comeback against Oklahoma City, where the Warriors almost won the game. And then he hasn't really played much since. You mentioned
right.
GP2. He does a lot in some games. Other games, not so much. TJD is, quite frankly, the only person on this roster where I feel it's defined what you do. You are probably not going to play, and then when a bunch of people are out, you are. That's it. Other than that, I don't know. I know some of the ones who definitely will play.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler. But I don't know at the bottom of this list. I don't have any idea what he's going to do tomorrow night.
And tomorrow, if you don't have Al Horford, and you probably won't, right, and you don't have Draymond, well, you got to have TJD because you need a center. And you've got Quentin Post and TJD, and they'll split the center minutes. And so then you look at other people, and eventually you're going to have to get that thing down to 10, maybe 11. The obvious one that's most intriguing is, what do you do with Jonathan Kuminga tomorrow? He's coming off a DNP, and he reportedly had a good practice yesterday when they went out and scrimmaged. Yep. So
Steve did say some good things.
That's good news. But, you know, if Kuminga draws another DNP in a game where you don't have Draymond and you don't have Al Horford, and that to me would be a real stunner.
Nick Friedel, who joins us twice a week on 95.7 The Game, was on the roast earlier today, and he did not phrase this as, oh, Jonathan was being punished for a game. This is what he said about Kuminga and minutes.
Right now, Kuminga is out of the rotation unless something dramatic shifts tomorrow and over the weekend. Kerr, guys, was as open about the situation as I've heard him all year last night. And he was on with Willard and Dibbs, and I think that started the conversation. And Steve said, look, he's got to just handle what is going on right now. I think he has. I think he knows the current situation, that it could change if somebody gets hurt. And I think it's in the best interest of the Warriors and Kuminga if everybody stays on the same page for now. We'll see what happens January 15th.
Yeah, stay on the same page. And, oh, by the way, when he does get his opportunities, play really well. Like that, the Warriors benefit from that too, not just for the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Not just for, like, the scoreboard that night, but the whole thing, wherever this is all going, it would benefit if everybody can kind of stay on the same page and put up some good production, and then you figure it out later. I know you're counting down to January 15th, but as Nick told us earlier in the week, probably not going to be resolved on January 15th or 16th or 17th. This is probably headed for February. So make nice, everybody.
Well, and if you look at the first 12 games of the year, Kuminga started all 12. He played 29 minutes a night. He gave you 15 and 7, and the team went 6-6, but he was playing a lot of minutes, he was starting the games, and he was mostly playing well. The three ball was at a 33% clip, and what's happened in the subsequent 12 games is he was hurt, and he's drawing DNPs. So will the real JK please stand up? Please stand up. And you're right, the Warriors and JK both need the first 12 games of the year to be the way it goes when he gets back in there.
Grady, what are you about to do on the radio? What's about to happen here?
I thought you guys had a great conversation with Kurt Warner.
Thank
so we're
going
to hear that coming up next. And then you just played a little bit of Nick Friedel on with the Morning Roast. We'll hear that entire conversation after that.
Kurt Warner was fantastic. His thoughts on Brock, Joe Burrow, and the Niners playoff situation. Nick Friedel always tapped in. Warriors get back to action tomorrow night. Here comes Grandy with all of that. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, Friday. It's football Friday.
More picks.
Yep.
Higher, lower?
No doubt.
Okay.
I love it.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.